Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Krithi Industries Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Oswal from Arihant Capital Markets. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello and good afternoon to everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, I thank you all for joining into the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Krithi Industries India Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Shiv Singh Mehta, Sir, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mr. Rajesh Sisodia, Sir, CFO of the company. So, without any further delay, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Shiv Singh Mehta, Sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call of Krithi Industries India Limited for the first quarter of the financial year 2026. Early onset of monsoon and unprecedented rains as early as the beginning of the month of May impacted business prospects. This impacted sales of both agri and building product segments. In Q1, financial year 2026, total sales volume were 23,714 metric tons, as against 24,468 metric tons in the Q1 of financial year 2025. On segmental front, in agri segment, we barely achieved last year's quantities, while in building product segment, company registered a degrowth of 29% in volume as compared to Q1 of financial year 2025. With these details, I'll hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Rajesh Sisodia, to give you the financial highlights.
Thank you very much, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the financial performance of your company on a consolidated basis for the quarter ended 30th June 2025. The Q1 FY26 revenue is around INR 224 crores, which segmentally reflects rupees 187 crores in agri, rupees 22 crores in building products, and rupees 15 crores in institutional business. The disproportionate low turnover is due to low prices by 13% as compared to last year. EBITDA of the company reported during this quarter is about INR 15 crores, which is being 6.7%. Thank you, and I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anita Raj from Money Matters. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I just have some questions. Like you mentioned, plan for regional manufacturing facility to serve distant agriculture market. Can you share the timeline, investment requirements, and target location for these facilities?
Can you repeat the question? I could not get it.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned plan for regional manufacturing facility to serve distant agriculture market. So, can you share the timeline and investment requirements and target location for the facilities, that regional facility you have mentioned?
We are incurring capital expenditure for the expansion of capacities and adding new lines for manufacturing, which we are doing already. We have invested during our last year and the Q1, and we'll continue to do so going forward in the times to come. We are quite careful about analysis and seeing the what kind of a market scenario emerges, as current scenario in the world market has many headwinds, and we would like that we are able to be on right side of the curve. So we are careful in our expenditure. We are clear about the quantum and where we have to invest. So all details are in the work in process.
Okay, sir. And sir, like with the anti-dumping duty on PVC steel and the judicial review, and your current mix is of 72% in domestic and 28% in import, how are you managing procurement risk?
Can you repeat again? The voice is not clear. Can you repeat, please?
Yes, sir. Like this is regarding raw material sourcing. Like you have anti-dumping duty on PVC still under judicial review, and your current mix of 72% domestic and 28% of import. How are you managing procurement risk? What's your optimal sourcing mix?
You see, presently the international scenario is quite unpredictable. So any forecasting will have to be on a closed period basis, how things has evolved. Like ADD is hanging in balance for over a year and still it has not been implemented by Government of India. And similarly, the restrictions imposed by international community on various countries is quite uncertain. We would not like to predict any long-term situation as of today. But yes, hopefully in next couple of months, things should streamline and clarity should emerge.
Okay, sir. And now on the CapEx side, like you have raised 55 crores, can you deploy all the, can you bifurcate all the CapEx?
So we have already incurring CapEx as per plan, and we are on course of our plan. We have already invested even in first quarter money, and going forward, the investments will continue.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Praneet, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So in terms of agri, I understand the weakness is there, but last time we mentioned that we're expanding into other segments. Has there been any mitigation as a result of our expansion geographically beyond our three primary states of Maharashtra, Rajasthan, MP? And like, how is that particular venture progressing at this point of time? Or is that venture not has been as successful as we thought because of the slowdown in the market?
You see, our major focus other than agri is building material, where we are continuously making our efforts to expand our markets and our product range. So as far as product range is concerned, we have really augmented reasonably to the requirements of the market in last couple, two or three quarters. And going forward, our now major focus is to extend and expand our market reach. So the works are in process, and some markets are maturing and some markets take time to mature. So we will be focusing on building material as we have stated earlier.
Understood. In terms of CPVC, that particular segment has remained relatively strong in the market despite the headwinds in the agri space, but is it because of pricing? Have we been able to gain more volumes in CPVC, or has it remained stable for the last few quarters? In this quarter,
our volumes in CPVC are growing, but for a month where there is a major impact due to rains, where markets were impacted, because some of our dealers still are from agri background, and when their attention shifted due to the change in market conditions, we could see a challenge in a month. But otherwise, overall month to month, we are growing and we are in the right direction.
So right now, what is the gross margin like in different segments? I understand the lowest will be agri side of it and the highest will be CPVC. but can you give a perspective on how each segment is contributing to the overall gross margin and how it is going to go into future contribute to the EBITDA also? Because we expect growing in the building segment, right? But I understand the margin might expand. But if you can give a perspective on with what type of contribution the margin will have a change.
You see, in our case, our margins will improve once our volumes grow to a larger numbers. Because, you know, the initial fixed cost towards developing a market is consistently at certain levels, which have to be distributed on a larger base. So going forward, we certainly see margins to improve in building material, and we should average it around industry.
So at what volumes will we be able to mature in the existing markets we are at? Like, what percentage do we need to grow in these new markets where we can get to a point where much expansion happens?
You see, there's a critical volume. So it's not a question of percentages alone. So there are certain volumes which are critical numbers once achieved. You can say once we grow our business for building material beyond 200 crores, 220 crores per year, that's about 20 crores per month, our fixed costs will come down considerably.
Understood. So, got it. So, in terms of procurement, I understand the PVC price has been falling. Have we been procuring mostly from the domestic side or have we been importing? Because I think domestic prices are slightly premium to the imported ones. So how have we been doing sourcing in terms of the resin at this point of time?
We are importing as well as domestic sourcing, but our imports in terms of overall percentages have come down in a falling market because the logistics supply chain time in import is much longer than the domestic supply chain dynamics.
Understood. So basically, despite the price premium at the point of sale, the logistic cost will be enough to not make it viable to choose imports, right? Is that what you said?
To mitigate certain risks as well as you have to see the benefits. So risk-reward ratio has to be observed and a judicious judgment has to be taken.
Understood. So it's mostly imports at the point of time. It's mostly domestic at this point of time, right? Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Parth, are you there?
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So my first question is that you mentioned targeting 10% EBITDA margins going forward. But Q1 FY26 margins at 6.74% are still below the FY24 levels of 6.87. Can you provide a quarterly timeline for achieving the 10% target and specific initiatives beyond raw materials price stabilization?
First quarter was certainly a challenging, as I had even said in my opening remarks, because of unprecedented rains right at the beginning of May, which is generally a peak time for sales. But going forward, we feel from quarter three, for this time is the time when the harvest is over, monsoon is over, and the market should be fairly comfortable as there is an overall growth which is anticipated both agri and building material.
Okay, sir. And so secondly, with capacity utilization at just 49%, what is your strategy to optimize fixed cost absorption? Are you considering any temporary capacity rationalization or asset monetization to improve return ratios?
Can you repeat the question, sir?
Sir, like the capacity utilization is at 49%. And what is your strategy to optimize the fixed cost absorption? Are you considering any temporary capacity rationalization or asset monetization to improve the return ratios?
No, our sales will grow, we are quite sure. And they will need these capacities for sure. It is by increasing the top line that we will be able to rationalize our cost optimization per unit.
Okay, sir. Lastly, in Q1 FY26, agriculture volumes declined 1.7% YOY. So while building the products fell 28% QOQ. So like, how are you balancing market share retention with premium realization, especially in the competitive markets like this?
No, our downward is 0.2% reduction in the volume in agri segment, 0.2. And that is in spite of the market had shrunk because of the month of May rains. Consistently rains, it rained throughout the month of beginning, right from beginning of month of May towards the end of month May. So we must have improved our market share rather than any challenge on that side.
Okay, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Praneet, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So, as management just stated to the previous participant, you said the market has shrunk, but our volumes haven't as substantially. Could you give some perspective on how much the market has shrunk in overall agri space? Like, is it mostly state-wise, has it shrunk by a lot, or like, or the overall market in terms of the state, there are a few states which are much more fluctuating than normal?
You see, our main market is in western and northern India. This entire market was impacted because of rains.
But like, what, by what percentage do you think the market, agri market has shrunk during this quarter and like last?
This must have shrunk by at least 15 to 20%.
And you expect all this 15 to 20% volume degrowth that might have happened? You mentioned the 15 to 20%. Would it be just based on the price, or would it be the volume?
I'm talking metric ton basis.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat it?
On a weight basis, metric tons.
Okay, metric. So volumes have reduced by that. Understood. So, do you expect once the prices start stabilizing and going up, do you expect this volumes to pick up beyond a point? And where do you see the volumes growing in the next few years? Because if the prices still, yeah.
In agri space, we certainly see about 5 to 6% around that growth, because there is an overhang which will be reflected in quarter 3 and 4. Similarly, in building material, we clearly see a growth about 10%.
And this is metric tonnage basis, not the overall value realization basis.
Metric ton basis. Because, you know, prices are fluctuating, so it's difficult to assess exact numbers in rupees.
Understood. So one question regarding the margin, basically, do we sell the final product based on a percentage margin or an absolute value? Like when we are going to think about, let's say, metric ton basis, will we see, let's say, X to be the value will be realized? And whatever the price is, you just add that value and sell it? Or will it be a margin basis?
You see, this is a competitive open market where all the products compete. So there is certainly a costing plus EBITDA margin is one criteria, plus market reality in terms of what kind of a prices and competitive intensity is prevalent. So all these factors put together, a rational decision is arrived at.
So, if you mention a competitive, that means it's mostly likely to be a margin, right, instead of an absolute value, because costing might change across players.
But the costing-wise, there will be a marginal difference, but everyone has to look at the business in terms of a profitable business. So, there is a rationality overall in decision-making by the industry.
Understood. So, got it. So, and one more thing, when we are going to these distributors to put more, like our building products material, and we are also, last time you mentioned that we are using both channels. We are using existing channels to stock up the building products and also approaching new channels. When you are approaching the new channels, how does the company displace market or add on to itself to the new market? Like, what is the strategy it has been using with the distributors to stock company's product?
You see, you do appoint exclusive distributors and you also compete in market. So your brand, your customer appeal, your product and services all put together makes a bouquet of offering. and that is what decides where you are able to convince a distributor about the value proposition you offer, and he sees a long-term benefit in terms of relationship and emerging business model. That makes the all difference.
Understood. A combination of factors, and the exclusive distributors also marketing can also help in terms of onboarding more retail or wholesale distributors, right? Okay, that's it from my side.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Riya Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. My first question is on the product mix evaluation. Your presentation shows focus on value-added products like PVC pipes and column pipes. So what percentage of revenue do this higher margin product constitute, and what's the target mix by FY26?
You see, I have a figure of whole agri as a segment. Individual product-wise segment sales is not available here with me. Any such details, you can ask our company and we will provide the details to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. My second question is on distribution network expansion. You have currently 490 dealers, and so what's your expansion plan for dealer network? And are you seeing any channel conflict between agriculture and building product distributors?
You see, as I said earlier, we are not looking at expanding distributor base. We want to consolidate in the areas we are operating and also looking at distributor development. So obviously we do find that some of the distributors are doing very well and some may not be doing that well. So we have to do a continuous screening and development work for the areas and territories where we first want to strengthen our presence.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir. And my last question is that in the segmented PVC pipe market, how are you differentiating beyond the ASTA brand premium? Are you investing in digital marketing or direct-to-consumer channels?
You see, there are stages, and there is nothing like this happens and that. All the efforts have to be synchronized as per the business strategy and marketing strategy. So all these efforts go on, which is ADL, BTL, and various development initiatives.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. I repeat, participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. In order to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. To ask a question, please press star and one now. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for participating and giving your precious time. We look forward to your patronage and continued support to develop our future with support of all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.